kind enough to join us this morning is a gentleman who has investigated certainly these type of tragedies is Tim Dimoff. Tim is the founder, president, CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. Tim, welcome to the show this morning. And let's get into that because these warning signs and clues, certainly something to be taken serious in today's world.
Yeah, Ray, it is. And we need to understand that, especially in our younger generation, they utilize social media as a sounding board for things that they like, dislike, trends, mental illness, sharing, abuse, violence, A to Z, especially, again, for our younger generation. And this is a good example. This young lady took her life at her school, and there were signs before. The ones that stand out the strongest is she was on social media, and she was basically, for lack of better description, almost idolizing Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, who are the two shooters in the Columbine shooting. And her title on several of her emails and social media posts was the words murder and acquisitions. So as far as a history or a track or seeing stuff early, clues, the fact that she had murder and acquisitions as a headline on her post really should have been a red flag to somebody to understand and to reach out and to help this young lady so that she wouldn't take her life or do something else that's not good.
With us is Tim Dimoff. Tim, again, is the president, CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. A couple of things I'm thinking about with this story. One, certainly people that are friends of hers on social media need to take this serious. And that's with anybody that you're a friend with to really look into it. Number two, and I know people don't like to go down that road, Tim, but when there are words out there like murder and some of those other words, are there some analytics that get that to stick out where people can look into this situation?
Yes, there is. The social media platforms are currently working on stronger solutions, stronger filtering systems, and have in the past flagged different things. They've been focusing on posts that promote violence and stuff, and they've been doing a pretty good job on squaring in on those. But with artificial intelligence, Ray, we have the ability to put a system, and the platforms have the ability to put a system in that can 24 hours, 7 days a week, monitor and look for targeted words and, murder, death, suicide, and the list can go on. So I think looking to the future with artificial intelligence and more advanced programming, we can and we should, and I say we, talking more about social media platforms, should start to monitor these posts a lot better, stronger, and more thorough. And I'm hoping and believing that we're going in that direction. And then secondly, as you pointed out, she's communicating with close friends, family, schoolmates. There's no way that none of them were reading and seeing her posts that were talking about the Columbine killers and the word murder and acquisitions on several of her posts. So between the professional platforms and between friends and family, we just need to pay a lot more closer attention.
Tim, let me ask you this. Are you seeing and trending, and this is what you do each and every day, is this trending where you're seeing a lot more of this in the younger population using the social media to reach out in distress, depression, and to let people know where they are mentally? Are you seeing a trend in this?
Yes, when you look at the younger generation, especially kids in grade school, middle school, high school, college, and above that age range, social media is their universal highway of communication and really engaging everything they do, from buying food to communicating to, you know, forming groups and being influenced. So you have to understand that social media is the core communicator. It's the core sounding board for the younger generation. And because of that, actually, it could be a big advantage for monitoring when you see things, and young people and older people too, talking about things in their life that are depressing, that are mental health issues. And without a doubt, the younger generation is just buried in using social media for all purposes, including talking about where they're at mentally and physically in their life.
Tim, great information this morning, and certainly words, folks listening, take serious and take note when you see some of those words that stick out to you and maybe seeing some depressive state or certainly some concerns, whether it's young Americans or Americans in general, friends of yours, social media, when you see that going on. Take these words and actions serious. Tim, thank you for the time this morning on the show. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Ray. And we're back to see something, say something. It's a universal way to go for all of us, and it can have a powerful, positive effect.
Tim Dimoff, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting, Investigative Services.